Come out to Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson and experience the power of the new Milwaukee 8 engine. Just a few minutes on a 2017 touring bike is all it takes. Book your test ride today. Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's
ride. Welcome back. Game time, 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Let's head to Cleveland right now and let's get the very latest on everything that's happening with the Cavs. Bill Livingston, columnist, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Bill, appreciate you taking some time out. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
You got it. First of all, did you expect David Griffin to re-sign and continue to be the GM of the Cavs? Did you expect that?
Yeah, it made too much sense not to. But then Dan Gilbert's the owner of the team.
Do you believe, I guess, take me into, you know, there were reports that the two didn't agree with couldn't come to the same vision of the future of the franchise. What do you think?
Well, he's never extended a general manager. He does pay money for the players, but I don't know why he doesn't want to extend a general manager who had done a very good job within serious salary cap restraints and was respected around the league, unlike Dan Gilbert as an owner.
How do you believe LeBron knew?
He says he didn't, and you know, he had a lot of trust in Gilbert and had a lot of respect for Gilbert. It just gives him another reason to leave.
Yeah.
If anybody thinks it's going to be easier to get parts that might compete more fully with Golden State, more nearly fully with Golden State than they did this year, with either Dan Gilbert, God forbid, acting as his own general manager or a rookie general manager on the job, I think they need to sit back and seriously consider what they're thinking and maybe lie down and take a rest.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to think that David Griffin was making phone calls about different trades up until.
Yeah.
That situation's unprecedented.
And I didn't have a particularly close relationship with it, but you look at the body of work. How can you say he didn't do a really good job?
Absolutely. Bill Livingston's my guest, Cleveland.com. How has this played out with the fans in Cleveland? Are the fans really upset with Dan Gilbert?
Well, the last I saw, we were running a Cleveland.com poll yesterday. Still a little messed up from three straight finals. And last I saw, and it was only a couple hours in, but there were like over 2,000 replies, and Dan was pulling a solid 10% on good deal. 90% thought it stank.
Mm.
Not good.
No, not at all. What do you think? I mean, what do you think Dan Gilbert thinks LeBron's going to do? And is that a huge part of this?
Well, he ought to hope he stays.
Yeah.
And he ought to do everything to come, but he's already not done everything he could do. Because when you look at it, other than insane lottery luck, LeBron out of high school and Kyrie Irving, and Irving was a bit of a risk with injury history, which has happened here too in the league after 11 games at Duke, and Andrew Wiggins, who was the material for the Kevin Love acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also had Anthony Bennett, but not every draft year that you get lucky can be a bumper crop. Other than the lottery luck, all the good stuff that's happened with Dan Gilbert's ownership has been with LeBron here.
Right.
And nothing good happened in the years he was gone despite the lottery luck. So really, Dan Gilbert's been riding in LeBron James's coattails for a very long time.
Absolutely. Let's talk. What's realistic and what's not with some of the trades that are being floated out there, whether it's for Paul George or Jimmy Butler? What are you hearing there?
Well, Love for Butler might probably have more legs than I think George, because I think George really wants to go to L.A., and the Pacers want draft choices, and the Cavs just don't have them.
Right.
I think Kevin Love did a good job here. He wasn't the type of player who could just go out and win big games on a regular basis, certainly like James can and like Irving has done. Just think of how much of his ego he had to subordinate, and he was an all-star this year. And, when he was asked to come off the bench in the finals the year they won, he did so without complaint. When he and Irving were both benched for the fourth quarter of the just stunning 25 points down at half comeback in Indianapolis, to Ty Lue's credit, the coach, they were both up and cheering for their teammates and didn't seem to feel be inclined to make any waves whatsoever as they weren't on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Love ever got his due here, but you know, Jimmy Butler would be, I think, an intriguing guy. He can guard a lot of people and bring a lot of skills on both ends of the court.
Do you, now that the dust has settled from the finals, just how much does Cleveland need to make changes to get on par with Golden State?
Well, I don't think the difference was as vast as a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. They lost both games by a big margin, bigger margin even, than this year in 2016 when they won. And they had Love out with a concussion for the third game and coming off the bench in the fourth. They kicked away the third game. They didn't play well. Golden State played great the last 3 minutes and scored the last 11 points.
Right.
And that was pretty much the series, really. They won a blowout fourth game, and I think they probably would have won one game at home anyway. And they were 8 points ahead and starting to open up the lead when Ed Malloy, may he his name burn in infamy, looked right at Kevin Durant smacking LeBron in the face with 10 minutes and 16 seconds left in the second quarter and refused to call a third foul on him, which was a real game changer.
Huge.
Because he went crazy during their big run in the rest of the second quarter. And, you know, his butt's on the bench with a third foul. But there's nothing you can do. There's no accountability for zebras in any part of basketball, really. So I don't think the difference was that great.
Right.
I think Golden State was better. I think Golden State would win next year with Durant. I mean, you know, they were a 73-win team, and they added a former MVP who joined them when he couldn't beat them. But I think the Cavs, to get better, the Cavs need to get younger on the bench. The only veteran who really had a good playoff was Richard Jefferson, and he'll be 37 either today or tomorrow or this week sometime. Channing Frye never really got a chance in the finals. I like Channing Frye a lot. Lou thought he was a bad defensive matchup. I still don't understand why he didn't play in some minutes against Pachulia or McGee, guys like that, because the man can shoot the three and bring him away from protecting the rim against LeBron. That's on Lou. And, you know, Kyle Korver disappeared. Kyle Korver did not have a good playoff. One of the great three-point shooters of all time couldn't buy one in the playoffs and in the finals. So they need to get some younger players and maybe develop players. But that's contrary to the dynamic of the team right now because they're so afraid LeBron will leave. And I think there's a better chance than there was before Griffin left by a lot that he will leave because they won't be able to assemble a better team. Without a good general manager, and because I think his, you know, they're getting rid of people that he had trust in. But, you know, I don't think that they can afford to develop young players when they've been under this win now philosophy ever since he came back. So they're really in a kind of contradictory situation there.
I think it's absurd to even ask this question, but, I mean, then again, firing your GM the day he's making trade calls, I guess, but parting ways with him is absurd
as
well.
Well, effectively fired.
Yeah, I mean, semantics, no, I
guess. No, it wasn't in words, but, he was basically fired. He didn't want him.
How do you think Dan Gilbert views Kyrie Irving? Like, if in some of these trades, like, is Irving off limits?
I'm sorry, what?
Is Irving off limits, according to Gilbert, in terms of...
I would think so, too. I just have to think so. He's too good. He's got some serious warts. The highest he's ever made was third-team All-NBA. He had only won a shootout and an All-Star Game MVP until LeBron joined the team and showed him how to win. Mm-hmm. And he's still not, you know, he wasn't in the top three backcourts as judged by, you know, the people who hand out the awards and mostly by other coaches, but his offense is so good. He can just win you a game along with LeBron. And he won them a championship with an incredible shot. I don't know what's going to happen now that Gilbert's running the thing for right now, but I would certainly make Irving an off limits more so than Love.
Get you out on this one. So sounds like there was a conversation or at least an interview with Chauncey Billups. Do you think he's probably ultimately going to be the guy?
Well, I like him on the ESPN show, although I much prefer TNT's. I think he's got some good points. I'm sure he has a handle on some of the players, but again, he would be a rookie GM. And Do you want that going on? There may be no better choice now that he didn't keep Gilbert. I mean, Griffin. He put himself in this fix. And if LeBron leaves, as far as I'm concerned, it goes on Dan Gilbert.
Bill Livingston, Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Certainly a lot going on right now. Bill, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got it. Bill Livingston, Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer. It is amazing to think. I mean, just like sometimes, again, I would say, you just say it out loud. David Griffin was making phone calls on the same day that he was effectively relieved of his duty. Like, he was calling Indiana about George and all this stuff, trying to orchestrate these trades, and then he is not there. So you wonder what on earth Dan Gilbert is doing. And you know, there's some people, it's like, oh, no one's, you know, like, one of the things that always sounds good, and it's usually true about 90% of the time, 95% of the time, no one's bigger than the franchise. You can't have it. Yeah, LeBron's bigger than the franchise. Okay? Like, LeBron is the franchise. So literally, on Dan Gilbert's office, he should have a post-it note that he says out loud to himself over and over again every single day. And it should simply say, make LeBron happy. That should be it. Like, his sole focus should be on, do whatever I need to do to make LeBron James happy. Do not give him any reason, ammunition, motivation to leave again. And as Bill alluded to, he thinks that the chances of him leaving are greater today than they were a couple of days ago when Griffin was still the GM. And to me, Dan Gilbert, by parting ways with David Griffin, put his ass big time in a you better deliver. Think if he parts ways with David Griffin and he doesn't land Paul George or Jimmy Butler. I mean, I think he's put himself in a situation where he's got to deliver on one of these kind of big fish that are out there. Be interesting to see what happens. 15 minutes away from the mailbag. Get your questions in right now to Corey at 1620thezone.com, C-O-R-E-Y at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win lunch for four to Zio's. Anything you want to ask me, I will answer them in 15 minutes. We also got Mitch Sherman as well. Let's take a break. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. This NBA stuff, man, this is like I'm addicted to all this stuff. This is amazing. Game time.